There are revelations and the inspiration of God to us. And I believe every one of us have been taking time to go through all these theories. Praise the Lord. And I want us to look at the word of God before we pray. As our custom is, some of us that are on ground. Last week, we looked at the wisdom of God. We've been looking at the wisdom of God since November. We look at the wisdom of God. And last week was so powerful. I have my own take home as well. I don't know if any one of us want to share one or two things that we learned last week. Let's look at that before we pray. It is important we are praying about the wisdom of God. We are praying about the wisdom of God. If there is anything, anybody, I want to say one or two things about what we learned last week. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is anybody that wants to say something? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For me, one of the things that I learned, that was an emphasis on the fact that this man understanding will never be better. And if there is anything that has faced with me, is this fact that this understanding, called woman understanding, this wisdom, called woman wisdom, we never needed it. We never needed it. God's original plan for us is to operate in His wisdom, is to live and stay in His wisdom. One of the teachings we learned that God created us to depend on Him. To depend on Him. And one of the two Mondays ago, we learned that Adam spoke. He spoke the word of God. And the word of God came to him. Why? Because he carried the wisdom of God. He carried the word of God. He could speak, he could name the animal. And the Bible says, as he named it, he named them. That was it. God did not have anything because he was speaking out of the wisdom of God, out of the word of God. He could say that this is the flesh of my flesh and the bone of my bone, and shall be called him. Why? He was speaking out of the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also learned last week that this acquired inspiration deficient syndrome is what is killing man today. Acquired inspiration deficient syndrome. We never need it. That's woman wisdom. We never needed it. I also learned last week that we don't know all things about God. That struck me so much. We don't know all things about God. But God made us to know what we need to know. And that which we need to know is enough to serve Him. It's enough to walk with Him. Praise the Lord. Please let's take note of this. There is no man that can say, I know everything about God. But what God made us to know is enough. And as we move forward, He begins to reveal Himself to us. He begins to show Himself to us. The Bible says, He reveals His heart to the children of Israel. But He reveals His will to Moses. And that is what we need. Knowing His way, walking in His way. That is the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I also learned last week that the more my mind stay on God, the more my mind, you know, when we are going to pray, the more my mind stay on God, the more I have peace with Him. The more my mind stay on God, remember Proverbs chapter 3. The more my mind stay on God, the more I have peace with Him. The way of God is the way of faith. Any other way is not way. The way of God is the way of faith. Brethren, I want us to be aware of all these things. We also look at the two laws. We also look at the law of sin and death and the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I believe probably this teaching is not yet finished. Daddy probably by the time we enter next day, Daddy will come, because I know he mentioned that there are three characteristics that he needs to show us. He needs to reveal to us. Praise the Lord. But for being the last Monday, we are going to be praying. We have had a series of what we prayed a prayer last week that we are going to replay again, that the Lord should restore us toward the fourth factory. The fourth setting. We are going to pray that prayer. And three Mondays ago, we also prayed a prayer that the Lord will deal with us. The Lord will deliver us from ourselves. These are the prayers we're going to be praying. We have enough time to pray. Brethren online, I just want you to take a better position. Don't be distracted. We are going to be praying because we need God to help us. We need God to deliver us from ourselves. We need God to deliver us from this wisdom, this understanding. Call woman wisdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In summary of this, the wisdom of God, I put one or two things together. I can't go through them because we need to pray. But I just want to bring our mind, flash our mind back to all that we have been looking at in this series. So that if we have one, by the time we start praying, we have another study that, yeah, all these things have been mentioned. They are not new things while we are praying. There are things that have been mentioned that we need to look at, we need to pray about. And the Lord will help us this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. It was established at the beginning that God's wisdom is something that comes in word. If you remember the first teaching in November, that should be the second Monday in November. Remember the first. I already said that God wisdom is something that comes in word. And we look at Proverbs chapter 2 verses. He said, "For the Lord give wisdom, and from his word come understanding." So for us to have God understanding, we must receive his word. I remember that it was also established that we can never be wise except God speaks to us. And I remember that they also said, it does not matter the degree, the title we are, professor, whatever that we have, that you have those titles does not mean you are a wise man. Until you hear the word of God, you will remain foolish. I pray we will never remain foolish in the name of Jesus Christ. I heard that man remain foolish until death, unless God speaks to him. In this 2026, I pray for somebody. The Lord will speak to us as we enter 2026 in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Daddy, explain. I am not explaining because it's something that we have had. I'm just trying to lay an emphasis on what we have been told, what we have had. Lay an emphasis on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13 to 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 16. I want to implore us to please go back to those series. Go back to those teachings and listen to them over and over. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, not just one. The more we hear, the more faith increases in us. The more we hear, the more the word of God forms in us and we become like him. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. We also look at Proverbs chapter 3 that becomes our I call it items in all of the series. We see that he's mentioning it. I think it's the foundation, is the force. That this scripture is the force that we need to operate in the wisdom of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. And I say here, it has become our major scripture. No, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not part of our heart, but with all your heart, and lay not on your own understanding, because we do not need this understanding. Proverbs said it. I make it explicit. Told us that we should not lay on this understanding, because this understanding cannot take us anywhere. This understanding is not profitable to us. Praise the Lord. God never planned this understanding for us. His plan for us as his children used to operate in his own understanding. That's what the Proverb is now reminding us. Hey, trust in the Lord with all your heart and never lay on your understanding. That in all your ways, acknowledging, not part of our ways. Not when we are, like Daddy said, when you are praying for marriage. Why is it that it is when you are praying for marriage that is when you are not seeking the mind of God? The will. No! In every little thing, that if there is anything I'm praying for, that God, in 2026, as I enter into the year, every day of my step, Lord, just guide me, lead me. I want to operate in this wisdom. I don't want to be foolish. I've been foolish all this while. I don't want to be foolish anymore. And I believe that is someone's prayer. And we're going to be praying this evening. Praise the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He shall do what? Direct your path. Not just path. That is S there. All our paths. That means, as we go through life, all our paths, the more we acknowledge him, he directs it. And so every time God directs our path, we profit. To every time God directs our path, we profit. To every time we decided to direct our own path, we lose. So if there is anything we have missed this year, check it. Is it God that directed you, or your own understanding directed you to that path? God will never direct one and won't end up being lost. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And his word, it's not the God that can lie. It's the rewarder. So he directs our path to profiting when we allow him to speak to us, when we allow him to direct our path. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us. Verse 7 now says something, which is a warning. He said, we do not be wise in your own eyes, as some of us do. That we think because we have PhD, because we are handling so much, we are wise, I have grown enough to take decision on my own. Sometimes I even said it, I am not more a baby, I should be able to take decision on my own. That statement is wrong. This when I began to listen to this series, I realized that statement is wrong. That I'm no more baby, I should be able to take decision on my own. When the Bible says, do not be wise in your own eyes. When you get to the point that you want to be taking decision on your own without God, that is pride. And the end result will not be good. Praise the Lord. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And as we do so, the Lord will continue to increase us in his knowledge in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage us, brethren. As I was, when daddy told me that I will have this privilege to lead the children of God in prayer. And I was thinking in my mind with all these teachings, that God, what do you want us to do? And what kept coming to us is the fact that the word of God has been preached. The word of God has gone forth. There are the children of God. What are we doing about this word? Praise the Lord. Look at the first teaching in January. I still remember vividly. The first teaching. No. Daddy took us through this topic that says, through him, by him, and for him are all things. Daddy explained to us that whatever thing we want to become, whatever thing we want to be, it is through him, by him, and for him. All we need to do is to align. And as we align, he gets all things done for us and he receives all the glory. Praise the Lord. And when we look at from that 2nd January to October, we look at this series that said the biblical concept of faith. Since I have been working with this ministry, since I have been part of it, I have never seen a series that is so long like that from January to October. That is 10 months. Biblical concept of faith. I want to plead with us. And that is what kept coming to me. That I should advise the children of God. We should not just abandon those teachings. We should endeavor, even including me that is talking, we should endeavor to go back to them and refresh ourselves and hear the mind of God concerning us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to plead with us, brethren online, brethren on ground. Let's endeavor to go back this season that we are on break, to go back to those series. Go and look for the one that speaks to your life. Look at the one that speaks to your situation and listen to them. As you listen to them, you will receive insight that will bring solution. You will receive inspiration that will bring solution to that situation. Because in that world, there is life. In that world, I see we've added there, I've mentioned it, that man will remain foolish until God speaks to him. Man will remain foolish until, no matter the degree or how you have gone in life, man will remain foolish until God speaks to him. So, I don't know what you are going through. Please endeavor to go back to those series. Sit down, create time, and listen to them. And let God speak to you. And the more God speaks to you, you receive wisdom. And you receive solution to all those situations. That will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. After that, in October, we also look at thy kingdom come. Please, I want to beg us. I'm begging us to go back to those series. To those series. Then, the one that we are looking at, that we have started almost 5 series now that we have gone through. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Please, I want to beg us. I want to beg us. Let's quickly open to 2 Corinthians as we get ready to start praying. 2 Corinthians. As I was meditating and the word kept coming, I tried to relate it to what we are going to do today. But I know there is a message for somebody there. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Let me look at verse 16. New King James. We look at different versions. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Before we give our life to God, there is a veil covering our eyes not to see the truth. But the Bible is not saying, when you turn to God, this veil will be taken away. And you will agree with me. I don't know the veil of ignorance in that aspect of our life that we have been battling with. If you are the type that you have been going through the series, you will realize that as you are looking to this world, your understanding began to broaden. You begin to see that, wow. So if I have been saying, I am old enough to take decision on my own, I have been foolish. It's because veil has been covering my face. I have not seen clearly. Now that I've heard that, I don't need this wisdom. I don't need understanding. That veil has been taken away. That if I want to take decision, I need to run to God, the creator of everything, my creator, to make inquiry, to ask him, to acknowledge him, so that he can direct the path. The veil be taken. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As you talk to God, through his word, you see God taking away veils away from us. He now says something in verse 18. That is where I'm going. I will look at New King James and try and explain it the way the word came to me. He says, but we all with unveiled face, now that the veil has been taken away, now that the covering has been taken away, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, have been transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just by as by the Spirit of the Lord. Look at how Amplified said it. He said, and all of us, not only one person, all of us, brethren online, brethren, all of us, as we have been going through the series, as we have been listening to those messages, for some of us that will come thereafter, because I know quite a number of brethren online, we go back. May not necessarily be online when the teaching was going, we go back to listen to it. Now, the Bible is telling us in 2 Corinthians that all of us, now as we have been going through the pages, listening to this word, as the veil has been taken away, the veil of lack of understanding, the veil of lack of inspiration, the veil of lack of revelation, as the Lord has taken it away, because we continue to behold. We continue, not just one time, we continue to listen. We continue to go through the pages of the Word of God. We continue to read. As we continue to do so, what happened? Continue in the Word of God. As in a mirror, as if you are looking at the mirror, the more we listen to the word, as if you are looking at the mirror, when we look at the mirror, what happens? We see our image. And Corinthians is now telling us that as we behold the word, as we listen to the word, we are seeing an image, the image of Christ in the world, because Christ is the world. As we listen to his word, we become that image of Christ. We become it. We become the fullness of Christ. The more we hear, the more we read, the more we go through, as in a mirror, as if we are looking at the mirror, we become that image. Not only that image began to transform us from glory to glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. And the word of God came this afternoon and said, the more my children look at the word, listen to all this message, they transform to my image and they move from glory to glory. So I want to beg us in the name of the Lord, don't let us listen to this message one and say, we have listened to it. Let's go back. Let's behold it as if we are looking at the mirror. And as we do so, the Lord begins to make us to form, become his image, and he moves us from glory to glory. Not by our own strength, by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in the inspiration of the Almighty. Give that spirit understanding,
So as we pray on him, the inspiration of the Almighty, give us understanding. And the Lord will surely help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray. Today's prayer point is not to teach. I'm just trying to bring all those words that we have had over time to bring it back as an emphasis so that it will help us to pray. It will help us to know that we do not need this understanding, but we need God. Praise the Lord. But before we do that, I want us to appreciate God. I want us to be careful to return glory to God. I want us to be careful to return glory to God. Looking inward and see what God has done from January to December. We are praying. Please, let's take a better position. Brother online, I will want to pray. Make mention of them. I want us to make mention of all that God has done for us. Like from January to December. And I believe God has done something unique for us. God has done wonderful things for us as individuals. We are still going to thank God for the fellowship of God. For the word of God that God has released this year. We are not taking those words for granted. I want us to go before God and say, Father, we thank you. I want you to mention them. Count your blessing, name them one by one. Count your blessing, see what God has done. Count your blessing, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Oh, can't your blessing in the world has done be good to you this year. I want you to be careful to return glory to God. Mention that you have received promotion. You get a new job. Maybe some of our brothers have just finished service. I want you to appreciate God. I want to appreciate God. You went for service, you came back on hot. God kept you. Not because you know how to pray. Not because you know how to fast. I want us to be careful this evening to return glory to God. To return glory to God on behalf of your family. Return glory to God. Oh, for your life, return glory to God. Now we appreciate you. Repaka sata gara da 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 shandale. In kupu kusta kata yale vene kesia. Now we return glory to you. 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 Oh, we are careful to return glory to you. We have come to lay to heart to return glory to you. We have come to lay to heart to return glory to you. You have kept us all through the year. You have kept us all through the year. Reposto takarada balajesia. Eko takashinda rabalada. Oh, that we are grateful. Oh, I can see and I can tell that I know it's your all my days. I will sing your praise. Oh, I can see and I can tell that I know it's your grace all my days. I will sing your praise. Oh, I don't know if you can see. I don't know if you can tell. I don't know that you can tell it to God this evening. That if it's your grace all my days, oh, to the year 2025, if it's your grace, 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 I can see, I can tell that I know it's your grace. All my days, I will sing your praise. I can see, yes, Lord, it was so clear. It was so clear that you are the hand behind my success. It was so clear that you are the hand behind my lifting. It was so clear that you are the hand behind my progress. And I have carefully called to say thank you. To carefully come to say thank you. Hey! Is somebody praying? Oh, acknowledge God. Acknowledge Him. He's the success. He's the one. He's the end. Beyond everything you have achieved this year. Beyond everything you have achieved this year. Daddy, we have come to say thank you. Limprosto takaradadadadadadadada. Oba taori. Tarisha worewo. Ushubarade. Yes, sir. Oba taori. Amarisha worewo. Lori omowa. Ushubarade. Oh, oba taori. Amarisha worewo. Ushubarade. Father, thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to go in that energy again to thank God for family tent ministry. We are praying, you know, we are praying. But I want us to be careful to thank God. All that we have experienced this year is not man intellectual. It's not because our daddy knows how to speak so eloquent to speak the word. It is not that he's so brilliant, but they are the revelations of God to mankind to transform us, to change us, to make us become better person. In it. They are revelations. It is not given to everybody. It's by grace of election that family people could bring God's word to us. And I want us to be careful this evening and say, Father, we are grateful for all of this word. You did not leave us in our grave of ignorance. You did not allow us to stay in our grave of ignorance. You brought us up by unveiling every veil that cover our understanding to know the depth, the mystery of God. God has revealed them to us. God has shown them to us. And I want us to say, Father, thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for family tech, for all our programs, Monday discipleship class. To every time we gather, you speak to us. Every first Saturday, to every time we gather, you send your word. Every second Saturday, to every time we gather, you transform us by your word. Lord, we are thanking you. We are thanking you for all of this word. They are not eloquent of man. They are not man knowledge. They are not man wisdom. Man in his own wisdom. The best wisdom ever can even speak this word. Oh, God, we thank you for releasing this word. For releasing this word. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Ratete Jesus celebra malagada galadosha. O krata kaya garata baladenia. O pratete pete pete neme. O mayanta sizele kaya garata baladosha. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, kaziva yadele vene kesiata. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Quickly, let's pray. Let's pray. I want us to pray. Listen to all these words. Maybe you are online. You have not taken time to listen to all these words. Lord, those summary that we have given, you will know that God has indeed dealt with us. God has indeed enlightened us. So I want us to go to God. Lord, I cannot hear all this word and my life still remain the same. I cannot. Oluwa. Oluwa. Lua, please help me to hear your word clearly. As I go forward, as I go back to all those teachings, as I listen to them, and as I apply this word, Lord, open my ear to continue to hear your word clearly. You have heard, you have been told that until a man hears the word of God, he remains foolish. I don't want to be foolish. In this journey of destiny, in this journey of life, I don't want to be foolish. And you may have money and still end up being foolish. You may have career success and still end up being foolish. Father, help me to hear your word. I don't want to go into 2026 deaf and dumb. Lord, open my ear. Open my ear. Open my ear to hear your word. Open my ear to hear your word. Open my eyes to see your word. Open my ear to hear your word clearly. Oh, clearly. Rapetete rabaladosa. Embrato petete yegarada balado. Embro fuselia. Ekataka radadadadadadadada. Orate petete fuselia. Ekarada barabadaga shindele kretemia. Ekatete petete riata. Ozita lambradosa. Engadegele breda. Oluwa. Open my ear, 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 Father, open my ear, open my ear. Neka toko 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 ingratesa. Ah, neka toko rada balade ke le kremisia. Ah, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Pastor pray, you know, Psalm 19 verse 2 says something. He said, day unto day, uttereth speech. And night unto night, sheweth, reveal, New King James said, reveal knowledge. Old King James, sheweth knowledge. Day unto day, that means God speaks every day. And it takes a man that can hear him, that will hear him clearly. and God has designed us as his children to hear him. The design of God, original design of God for us is to hear him. God wants to speak to us. That's what the Bible says in Genesis. He comes to them at the cool of the day to speak to them. To have fellowship with them. To have communion. To have intercourse with them. But it takes a man that will be redeemed to hear God. So I want us to cry to God, Lord, going to 2026, Lord, I want to hear you. Please, help me to hear you. Help me to see you. We don't behold with a blind eyes. We behold with a open eyes. With an open eyes. Beholding me as in the mirror. And we turn to that image as we behold. Lord, give me a eyes that sees. And give me a year that year. That as I walk into 2020, I will hear you clearly. And I will see you clearly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's open our mouth and pray. Let's open our mouth and pray. Repoko sataka rada balade ketena. Repro sata balade. Lord. Lord. Open my eyes. To hear you. To hear you. As water speaks. As you speak. On a daily basis. Help me. Help me to hear you. Help me not to be carried away by the process of career. Neglecting things that matter. Oh, your words matter to my destiny. Hearing you matter to my life. Hearing you matter to my life. Hearing you make me wise. Father, help me to hear you. To hear you. To hear you. Help me to see. To see clearly. To see clearly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Rapa da 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 sha. Eke toko toko rada baladosa. Baba, 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 baba. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Eko sanga ya da rada balada shanga. Lembra toko siada. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Like Daddy said, this man understanding that we think is understanding, or man wisdom that we think is a wisdom, has been depriving us because we believe that we are mature enough to take decision. We believe that we are mature enough to take steps. We believe that we are mature. It has deprived us not to hear God when he speaks. At times, deprive us, encourage us to obey even when we hear that God speaks. Deprive us to the point of me asking, how can this be? Look at what Daddy also said something. This question of how do you know? God asked them in the garden, so how do you know that you are naked? Man, wisdom has set in. Woman, wisdom has set in. They did not know. They could not see that. I can cover our. Well, no, I want us to pray, Lord, deliver me from this wisdom. Deliver me from this understanding. I want to lay on your own, only your own understanding. I want to lay on your own understanding, God. Deliver me from my own understanding. Deliver me from myself. This intellectual that we take is something. Lord, deliver me from it. I want to cry to God. I want to cry to God. Lord, deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Lord, restore me to my initial setup. Restore me. To that initial default. Restore me, Lord. To that original programming of you for my life. Restore me, Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me for myself. This self that would not allow me to hear, to take time to hear you. This self that is depriving me to hear you. This self that is depriving me to acknowledge you in all my ways. Father, deliver me for better. I am tired of it. Lord, deliver to me. I have come to you. I have come to you. I have come to you. I have come to you for deliverance. I have come to you for deliverance. I have come to you for deliverance. Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Deliver me. Restore me. Restore me. Oh, to my factory default. Restore me. restore me. Restore me to that original way you have created me. Oh, before the fall. Restore me. Restore me. That I lay on you only. That I may acknowledge you in all my way. Oh, that I will not take them without you speak to me. That we do everything possible to carefully learn to listen to you. Learn to hear you speak. Learn to hear you before I take step. Learn to hear you before I do anything. Father, this is the original plan for me. And I have come, oh God, that you will help me. You will restore me to that setting. You will restore me back to that setting. You will restore me back to that setting. In the name of Jesus Christ. Akarada balaros. In the name of Jesus Christ, like a clay in the hand of a potter, Lord, remote me, remote me, remote me, restore me to that setting that I will not be able to do anything without making an inquiry from you, that I will not be able to take any step without making an inquiry from you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. 2026 is a glorious year. A glorious year. But to those that will be careful to hear God move before they take steps. To hear God speak rather before they move. It's a glorious year. The Bible speaking says, what eyes have not seen, what ear have not heard, not has ever come to the heart of man, that which God has for them that love him. And they that love him will hear him speak. Them that love him will not lean on their own understanding. They that love him in all their ways, they will acknowledge him. So that this God that they love will direct their path. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray. You have been praying it, but I believe God is here this evening to hear our cry. So we must keep saying it to his hearing. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 17 and 18. The man speaking. He said, asking God, if you look for from before you, we have nothing to pray for you. And the man said, my prayer for you, that I am asking God, the glorious, let me go back to New King James. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom. Not the wisdom of men, but the wisdom of God. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That means you can ask. The man ask that he is asking God of our Lord Jesus Christ that he will give the spirit of wisdom. So I want us to ask, Lord, as I march into 2026, Father, please give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of who? Is in the knowledge of you? In the knowledge of God. That means we march into the year with his knowledge. And when we go with his knowledge, we know what to do. We know when to take steps. We know when not to take steps. Praise the Lord. When we go in this wisdom, in this revelation, in this knowledge, we go through 2026 triumphant. Why? Because there is a hand that is backing us. Praise the Lord. I want us to cry to God. Lord, Father, please give me the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of you. Baba, now that you have delivered me, I am asking, oh God, that you will give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. In the knowledge of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Repo suzelia kata. Opata karata balade mene ketepia. O brate Fuzelia, Jenka Papa, O Rataleve Neketenia, now that you have delivered me from myself, now that you have set me free, Father, I have come to you, and I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you will keep to us, every one of us, both on ground and on life, and as many go back to listen to this message, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of me, in the knowledge of our God, that our life, the testimony of our life, the story of our life, we think that this man, this brother, this sister is filled with the wisdom of God, with the revelation of God, and with the knowledge of God. in the name of Jesus. That man will come to us and say, how are you doing it? Why? Because we carry the knowledge of God. We could stand this. We could speak this. We could speak the mind of God. We could speak the mind of God. Why? Because we have been filled with the knowledge of God. Hey, Father, please. This is our desire. This is our desire. This is our desire, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Repoko soto kotonia. Lambrando kotonia. That glory will be given to you as you operate in this realm. As you operate in this realm. Glory will be given to you. We'll be careful to always return glory to you as you operate in this realm. In the name of Jesus Christ. Maneke sutonia. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Verse 15 now said, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. That means there is the eyes called the eyes of understanding. Not woman understanding. No. Woman understanding does not have eyes. It could only design everything that happened immediately. The woman understanding could not see far. You only access things, information, based on what you share right now. But there is the eyes of understanding that God will show you. Before you take career decision, you will know what to do. Why? Because the Spirit of God has revealed to you. Before you take marital decision, you know what to do. Why? The Spirit of God has shown it and make it clear to you. Father, this eyes called the eyes of understanding. Please, Lord, give to me. This eyes called the eyes of understanding. That in my journey 2026, I will be enlightened. I will not go into that year like a blind man. I will not go into that year like a blind man. I will not go into that year. I will not. Lord, give me this eyes called the eyes of understanding. Hey, the eyes of understanding. Oh, be enlightened. In the name of Jesus. Reke kusa garada balade. Eko pakata karada bagadoko betia. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Because of our time. Now, the verse continue. After praying those prayers, you know, say something. That when your eyes of understanding have been enlightened, what is the resultant effect? He now went forward and said, that you may know what is hope of his calling. Look at what NLT said. That our eyes before them with light, so that you can understand the wonderful future he has promised. A blind man cannot see wonderful future of God for his life. A man that cannot see. A man that cannot decide, a man that the inspiration of God cannot no be seen, cannot see the wonderful future. But when we stay in him, he guides us, he leads us, he will show us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I want us to cry, O Lord. This type of understanding will help me to know, to understand the wonderful future you have for me. And to those he called, look at it. I want you to realize that a rich and glorious inheritance he has given to his people. That means there is a glorious inheritance for us. The man is not saying. So by the time your eyes of understanding is enlightened, you will know that glorious future God has for you. Then you will be able to know the inheritance. We all have the inheritance. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. That's why, out of Apostle, I commend you to God and to word of his grace, which is able to build you and to give you inheritance among the saints. That is an inheritance among the saints. But it is that word of God that is able to build. And tell the word of God build you to the point. He will hand over that inheritance to you. And that's what the Bible is saying here. That you might know that inheritance. I want us to cry to God. There is need for me to have this eyes that see. Oluwa. 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 I don't want to go into 2026, but I want to pray that prayer again. Lord, give me a eyes that see. A eyes that see. A eyes that see. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give me this eyes. The eyes that see. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. open my eyes. We remember when we prayed the last prayer meeting in the month of November. Yes. Ah, that was taking us to Luke chapter 23, verse 12, verse 36. How Jesus Christ appeared to the apostles and to the disciples. They could not see. They could not discern that it was Jesus. Until Jesus opened their eyes, I want us to cry. We pray that prayer again for some of us that are following the series. I want us to cry today. Father, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. It is a foolish thing for children of God to be blind. Let us see what God is saying to us. Open my eyes to see. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are praying for yourself. Let me share a brief story of what happened to me and my wife this afternoon. We went to a place to make an inquiry. And when we got there, and they began to tell us all those, the inquiry that we went to make, all those things that they have released information. People have taken advantage of those things that they have. We were shaking. That's why we were in Akure. An opportunity like this was going on. We could not see. We could not decide. And we missed opportunity. My wife got to the car and was shedding tears. I have to begin to beg her, please, it's okay. God will restore all those lost fortune. Because we could not see. I want us to cry to God. It is a bad thing for man not to see. Maybe God has taken to us that my daughter, my son, they are going to take this step. Because we could not hear. Because we could not see. Because God will never allow his children to miss opportunity. No. Opportunity is meant for us. Inheritance in Christ. To know our inheritance in Christ. I want us to cry to God. It is a prayer that children of God must sit down and pray. As I enter into year 2026, Lord, give me eyes that see opportunities. I pray for myself now. Give me eyes that see opportunities. The opportunities will not pass me by anymore. Give me eyes that see opportunities. I want us to pray. Brethren online, I want you to pray. Lord, give me eyes that see opportunities. Give me eyes that see opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, direct my path to where my opportunities are in 2026. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord. Baba. Please open my understanding. Open my eyes to see. What are the things that you have been telling me, Lord, that I don't understand? What are the things that you have been telling me that I don't understand? Father, please open my eyes of understanding to understand them, to see them. Baba, what are the parts you have been taking me through that I don't understand, that I've been taking for granted? Lord, I have come to you today. That you will help me. The same thing must not happen to 2026. Lord, help me, rescue me. Open my eyes of understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious darling. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. I believe we are not tired. We have a few more minutes more. I'm watching my time. I want us to pray. Lord, make 2026 a glorious year for me. For family tents. For every member of family tents. Lord, make 2026 a glorious year for us. I said it earlier, that it's a glorious year. It's a year that what eyes have not seen, what year have not had, nor has ever come to the heart of man, what God will do to us, his children. But we must be aligned. We must understand the direction he's taking us to. I want us to pray, Father, please, in your mercy, make 2026 a glorious year for me and my family and family tent. Lord, make 2026 a glorious year for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, make 2026 a glorious year for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Repokosto kayagarara baralosh. Make 2026 a glorious year for me. Thank you, precious daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to pray. Psalm 65, verse 11. It's a common verse. It's a verse that we all know. But I want us to pray to 2026. Praise the Lord. You crown the year with your goodness. And your path deep with abundance. In the NLT said, you crown the year with bountiful harvest. Year 2026 must be a bountiful harvest for me. Spiritually, maritally, in every facet of my life. Must be a bountiful harvest for me. The Lord will crown the year for me with His goodness. I want us to cry to God. I want us to cry to God. Oh, all our singles, I want you to cry to God. Hey, if online, cry to God. Lord, crown this year for me. Oh, with bountiful harvest. Crown this year for me with your goodness. Crown this year 2026 with your goodness. Crown the year 2026 with your goodness. Lord, let that be bountiful advent for me. Let that be bountiful advent for me in my spiritual life. Oh, in my spiritual life, crown it with your goodness for me. Oh, that we experience you like never before in my marriage. Lord, crown the year for me with your goodness. Crown the year for me with your goodness. Oh, my career. Crown the year for me with your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Crown the year for me with your goodness. Crown the year for me with your goodness. Oh, parete que se ya da la balanosa. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at the Bible of that verse. NLT. So even the hard pathway, even the hard pathway overflow with abundance. That means it does not matter what the economy of Nigeria is saying. Even the hard pathway overflow with abundance. It does not matter what I am going through right now. Even the hard pathway overflow. Oluwa, Father, it does not matter what the economy or the situation of the country. But Lord, my path will drop fatness. My path will overflow with abundance. My path, I want to cry to God. I want to cry to God. My path will overflow with abundance. My path will overflow with abundance. My career will overflow with abundance. Oh, every facet of my life will overflow with abundance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 23, let's quickly pray this prayer for ourselves. We pray for Nigeria as our custom is. We pray for the family tent. And we pray for Nigeria as our custom is. Psalm 23, verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. In 2026, we will fear no evil. The Bible says, thousands will fall at our side. 10,000 at our right hand side. For they shall not come near us. With our eyes, we will see the reward of the wicked. Welcome, my son, Nicole. You don't know why. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want us to pray. Lord, as I walk through the year 2026, I fear no evil. Evil will not come near me. Evil will not come near me. Hey, Psalm 91. Evil will not befall me. Plague will not come near me. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lenka Posotopia. Rapa Kekekia. Evil will not come near my home. Evil will not come near my home. Evil will not come near my children. Evil will not come near my life. As I walk through 2026. goodness and mercy follow me. In the name of Jesus. We send this angel to be in charge of me. The angel will bear me up all through the year. They will carry us through the year 2026. The angels of the Lord will carry us through 2026. In the name of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. We are standing upon the word of the Lord. And as a fellowship, we are agreeing that we walk through. Our family that walk through year 2026. We will not hear evil over any brethren. In the name of Jesus. We will not hear evil over any brethren. Even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. Why? For the Lord will guide us. The Lord will be with us. The Lord will be with us. For your rod and your staff, they will comfort us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Few minutes to go. Verse 6, lastly for ourselves. We're also praying for every member of family 10. Surely, the man was so sure. Was so sure. When you say something, surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me and you all the days of our life. And as goodness and mercy follow, what are we going to do? We will dwell in the house of God. Feed thee on his altar. Feed thee on his word. I want us to pray, Lord, as we journey into 2026, goodness and mercy only is permitted to follow us. Goodness and mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. For every member of family, for our daddy and mommy, goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. It does not matter what the report is saying. We are declaring and we are saying goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. All through year 2026. All through year 20, from January to December 2026. Goodness and mercy. For every member of family, goodness and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want us to pray for family tent. Lord, the same way you have released your word to us in year 2025, much more you will do in 2026. Revelation, mystery you will release. You will release in 2026 in all our programs. Monday discipleship class. First Saturday, second Saturday, single class, marriage forum, law, revelation. You will keep releasing. You will pour unto us abundant revelation, abundant data, abundant mystery, abundant war. We will not lack revelation. We will not lack mystery in year 2026. You will pour unto us abundant revelation, abundant revelation. And the revelation comes, we will run with it, and it will profit us. The revelation will profit us. The revelation will profit us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Revelation will profit us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for family tent. Your hand continue to be upon family tent. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, Lord, all through 2026, family tent will not lack word. Will not lack revelation. Will not lack testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Family tent will not lack testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will continue to release the world to Russia. In all our Mondays, in all our Saturdays, first Saturdays, second Saturdays, in all our special programs, Lord, your revelation, all through the year 2026. Thank you, precious God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want us to pray that the Lord will open doors of nations to family 2026. Doors of nations. Doors of nations. There are so many souls that need to hear the word of God. There are many nations that all this world need to come to. There are many people dying in their ignorance that they need this world to come alive. I want us to pray, Lord, in 2026 and beyond, open doors of nations to family tent. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open doors of nations to family tent. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open doors of nations to family tent. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Leko parade de keletosia. Neka parada gabalatosia. Doors of nations. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to pray for daddy and mommy. They are the set man, God. have placed upon this ministry. I want us to pray for them that the hand of the Lord will be upon them. The enemy will not exert upon them. The enemy will not steal their joy. Ah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the hand of the Lord will be upon them and their family. Oh, the hand of the Lord will be upon them. Oh, and their family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Makaile Fusitia upon them, upon their children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Marate Kefiata. I want you to pray. This prayer just come in your back. That all you are your one with one shawati. In the name of Jesus Christ. That all you are your one with one shawati. In the name of Jesus. Lekopoko Sotedia. The set man over this ministry. Lord, you continue to increase him. 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 Increase him and increase his family. Increase him and increase his children. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for him and the children that the Lord has given unto him, for they shall be for signs and wonders. And we are part of the children. Lord. They shall be for signs and for wonders. They shall be for signs and for wonders. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to pray for nation Nigeria, that the Lord, I want us to, just to thank God for what God is doing right now in the north. The current president, I heard him say that for the first time for many years, he could sleep during Christmas and wake up and not receive call that a church is born or something has happened for the first time. It was God's intervention because we pray. So all these simple prayer that we pray for Nigeria, they are not ever in vain. God here. I want us to pray for Nigeria again that 2026, that shall be peace. Does not matter what all the prophets in the land are saying, that is none of our problem. But God, Lord, 2026, there will be peace in Nigeria. There will be peace in our states. There will be peace. Lord, you will take charge. You will take over Nigeria. 2026, you will take over Nigeria. You will take over Nigeria. And there will be peace in the land. There will be peace in the land. There will be peace in the land. You will continue to fight for us. You will continue to fight for us. You will continue to fight for us. And we will hold our peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let's begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Our time is fast spent. Yes, this is 20. I want us to appreciate God for answering us. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we give you all the glory. We give you praise for hearing us. This is the confidence we have in you. Anytime we call on your name, you answer. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, our Father. We give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let me hand over to Daddy. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, can we just take this song together? For this God is our God forever and ever. He would be guide from now even unto the end. Our Father, we thank you for the last Monday in the month of December and in the year 2025. We will be gathering again for next Monday. It will be the first Monday in 2026. Lord, we believe you. We trust in you. That you who have kept us through from January through December, you are able to carry us further into 2026. By your providence, by your mercy, by your support, by your help. God, by your tender care. That care that kept us through January to December is able to carry us much more the more into 2026. We say, Lord, be exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, the scripture says, while they are yet speaking, you will hear. Before they call for help, you would answer. Lord, we are persuaded that while we were yet speaking in prayers this evening, you heard us. Lord, we are also fully persuaded that even before we gather to come and pray, there have been provisions for answer. Therefore, Lord, we pray. You will give us testimonies of answer to prayers. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak the word of faith according to the word of God. That, Lord, we will see you working in our favor. We will see you fighting our battles. We will see you bringing in our miracles. We will see you turning our request to reality. We will see you performing promises in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, our God, we pray for everyone connected with the ministry in every way. Lord God Almighty, we are asking, Lord, our God, we still have some hours for 2025 to be over. Lord, we pray, crown 2025 for us. In these few hours that remain, Lord, we are asking for all of us who are connected to Family Tent, for every one of us, whether online or offline, God, in whichever way we may be connected, we are asking this evening that for the few hours that remain in 2025, you will make it a crowning of your mercy, a crowning of your goodness, a crowning of your power, a crowning, O Lord, our God, of your loving kindness, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, just as we have prayed for our nation, Lord God Almighty, we are persuaded there shall be answer.
Amen.
Lord, persuaded in our hearts that, Lord, there shall be answer.
Amen.
Precious Lord, the matter of the wisdom of God is not a matter that we have concluded. It's a matter we are still carrying yet further into 2026 by your providence. Lord, we are praying. All that we still needed to know, to understand, Lord, you will bring to us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, in entering into 2026, we are just begging you, the factory setting, at the point of creation, the default, the factory setting at creation was that man was designed to live by inspiration. He was not designed to live by his understanding. Immediately he began to have understanding outside inspiration. The question came, who told you? But all the while, when man lived by inspiration, when he named the animal, the Bible says that was the name. When he said the woman is the bone of my bone, Baba, you only affirmed it. Because the scripture says, then God said, for this reason, a man shall leave father and mother. You never question that knowledge. When he said, this is the bone of my bone, because all of this knowledge, all of this understanding, all of this vision was by inspiration. Lord our God, as we enter into 2026, my prayer for every one of us is that, Lord, you will return us to factory setting. In every home, in every individual life, that factory setting, that default setting where man live by inspiration. Because the more we can live by inspiration, the more we are alive. Lord, we don't just want to exist in 2026. We want to be alive. Lord, as we march towards 2026, Lord, we pray, by your special working, by your strange work, by your hand upon our life, Baba, do the miracle of returning us to factory setting. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your holy name, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's share the grace together in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.